We have a wonderful guest today, and I've been anticipating and wanting to have him on for a time. Very dynamic, and I'll call him a young man when related to me. Dan Cobb, Daniel Brian Cobb, and he is CEO, Executive Creative Director of DBA Worldwide.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to have you on. Yeah.
Good to be here today.
Yes, and it's good to have you. And we want to, you're in Rochester. You have offices in Rochester.
Yes.
Okay. And you have offices in L.A. And yep. You have offices in Miami. And you said the L.A. office is just booming and it's brand new.
Really starting to grow. Yeah, we're a couple of years out there. We've been 20 years in business in the Detroit area, but our L.A. office seems to be where the growth is happening lately.
Yeah, and DBA Worldwide's involved in a lot of marketing, advertising, entertainment. You do entertainment.
Yep.
You're broadening out your scope. You're getting into games.
Yes.
You're doing tell us about this working with Hungry Howie's Pizza and a Movie.
Oh, that was a while ago. It was on our website.
But how does that work?
You know, we created this technology seeing that television more and more is it's becoming digital. And in a way, we're going to see a time where our broadcast concept is just going to go away. We think of three channels of broadcast who are old enough to remember there was such a thing. And we talk to our kids about it, and they say, what do you mean, MTV, the Disney Channel, and the Cartoon Network? Those are the big three. They don't even know that there's a broadcast concept. The towers could be knocked down today, and cable would still be there. By the time their kids get to be our age, they're going to say, what's cable? Is that where the internet comes through? I'm assuming that's where the internet comes through because I wouldn't know why you would need anything else. And through the internet, we will see television, what we want, when we want. We'll fast forward, rewind. We won't have to record anything. And when you like the shirt that the actor's wearing in the movie you like, you click on it and buy it. That was theory. About 5-10 years ago, as a theory, we started investing in. We call the technology Axiom TV because we believe that if we own the technology, we'll be able to distribute all of our clients' products and goods through this type of a media. Rather than rent the networks, we can own the networks. And we did our first test. It was with Hungry Howie's. It was a great client. We love these guys. And that's another whole story when you hear about their story and how well their business has done by making some really good decisions. Detroit client, again. But they asked us to figure out ways where we could connect with the customer. We said, let's create this Axiom TV channel. Give them a bunch of Paramount movies. I think we got Iron Man and we got King Kong and a bunch of really cool movies and said, buy a pizza at Hungry Howie's, get a free movie download and get it at pizzaandamovie.com. And we created this channel for a short-term launch and did some testing with it. And it was really kind of cool because we actually helped a client own their own television channel, their own movie channel. And it went for a while, and we had some success with it. But, you know, now we're looking for new ways to do it.
That's, yes, it was the launch of an idea. Now you can explain it. So you're going to be moving into the place where, like you said, the feature, if you're watching a program on television, whether they're riding a motorcycle, whether they're on a Ski-Doo device, they can click on it and have it because you're actually going to have a running on-screen catalog for whatever it is you want. If you want that vacation, I like that spot, I want to go there.
Absolutely.
You'll be able to click on that and go and capture that spot, get the information for it, and set that up.
Yeah, this is the year where there's more content, full-featured content, half-hour shows, movies, more of that taking place through the internet than there is on the television set through a traditional channel and or through a hard disk like a DVD. We're seeing blockbusters reducing in their brick and mortar model, and more of the digital model is taking off. And we as advertisers are doing our best to get there and be in the right place. And so we're thinking, wait a minute, this is a different model. I don't have to rent somebody's expensive network now. You can get the same content directly, distribute it directly from the client, and now you can own the network. Brand new model, brand new approach.
You're even trotting out or helping to promote product through blogging.
Absolutely. We created what we call the Partners Hub Network. Partners Hub is a technology and a concept we call community engagement. What it means is there are bloggers out there who have maybe 1,000 people following them, some of them up to 1,000,000. Oprah's a little blogger, has a few followers. but there are various types of these bloggers out there who don't have a current way to get enough content. So we create content from our brands, whether it's the launch of a Winnie the Pooh movie that we did with Disney, or we launched Tangled, the Disney movie. We brought the video into this, what we call an app. We create a smaller than a web page version of a website, and we send that app out to these bloggers, mommy bloggers mostly, who want to talk about cartoons and movies coming out. And we launched a couple of these movies. We got over 10 million views with no pre-notice, no ad buy, just a brand new model of getting this content
out
there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so then we brought in Angelina Jolie to do one live broadcast into the blogger network. We saw 26 million people show up for that. And we learned that this is a brand new model for syndication. We thought of syndication in the old broadcast model, where you could create content at the network level and then syndicate to the local ABC affiliate, right, NBC affiliate, so on. Well, now we're creating content through the brands, and the brands directly can syndicate now to the bloggers. And so we're creating a syndicated network. So it's a brand new day where in the past, maybe the television came around and the serials and the soaps figured they could make television content, the serials and soap operas that we know today. It's a brand new model where the ad business is trying to figure its way into a new media. And we're doing exactly that. We're trying to explore new technologies and new ways to get in the media.
Yes.
And be the first and be the best at it. And that is something that we believe at the agency, the innovation is really the differentiator for any business. We tell our clients, so we better be innovative ourselves.
Now, when we talked about all the things you're getting involved, here's one that you mentioned earlier, getting into video games.
Yes. And the reality is this is a new media. As an ad agency, we need to be there. We need to figure out ways to be in interactive spaces.
It's a huge media.
We really do. It is so big that there's more money in a video game launch than there is a feature film launch.
Wow.
These days. And so we're seeing this as a venue that has yet to be tapped. Again, the agency has to be the innovator. How do you get into that space? How do you involve yourself and immerse in it in a way the customer is not annoyed by you being there, but maybe is excited you're there or feels you offer value in that space? And we have some confidential projects we're working on right now, so I can't name clients and the nature of it. But we're very excited about apps and phones and how kids are spending. The number one reason people have a mobile phone today is video games. They're playing an app game on their phone pretty much around the clock. There's a lot of young people, but older people playing games like Words with Friends and having relationships built by two phones connected through this Words with Friends game during work. And during my wife would wake up in the middle of the night and just answer our Words with Friends recall that came through. I mean, it's an interesting little dynamic that's taking place there.
You know, about apps, there's so many apps.
Yeah.
You know, tell the audience what really an app is and how you use it, because you hear app, and
sure.
and there's app stores that you can go to, and the kids, the little ones, know more about apps than
Oh, yeah.
The adults.
Well, in reality, app is just another cute name for something the digital taking place. Like it could be a website that is brought into your phone. And that's all really app is. It takes that website off your PC and puts it on your phone. It makes it easy to access because you're pushing a button.
Yeah, it's just
and in
one button, boom.
It opens that website,
portal, right?
That portal. Yeah,
yeah.
And it might load content onto your phone as opposed to pulling it directly off the web, making it faster. In reality, that's the only difference is that the content is now permanently installed on your phone, so it doesn't have to wait for the internet to do something. So that's the advantage of an app, typically.
So that's when the kids can have all the little games all lined up in a row and just click on one or the other, it comes right up, and they're all set, but it doesn't take up as much content.
Yeah, but don't give your kids the password, because I'm telling you, my daughter, 6 years old, she downloaded 20 apps the other night, $2.99 a piece. Be careful about that one.
Well, she's probably going to be a designer in your company for these programs you're going to do, right? Video games.
Yeah, of course. That was at like midnight. Something was going on in bed that night there.
Yeah. Wow, that's funny.
It is.
It's amazing how, like you said, how communication has come so far, but there's so much further to go.
Sure.
You know, we think, wow, how could we have more?
Yeah.
Because we existed, you know, from 1950.
Sure.
All the way to 1997.
Mm-hmm.
With a very small package.
We did.
Of communication.
We did.
And now
it was all one way. There was nothing we could do to interact with it. Now we've got two-way communication, multi-communication with millions, and we're all broadcasters.
Right. Wow. Yes.
It's all changed.
Everything's changed.
It's changed. It's
lightning.
And brands are still thinking the same way. They're thinking, well, I have to go back to the power mongers who have all the power and rent space on their expensive, powerful networks. Why not? You have the same access to the network they do.
Yes.
Why not own the network?
How does something like Groupon work? I hear about Groupon, you know, and I'm sure you're looking at that one.
It's just another way for people to get coupons digitally. It's another scheme for basically what you saw as FSIs, what came in through the mail. Back in the day, and you open the paper, it'd fall out.
And all of it in an envelope, everything just falls on the floor.
Exactly. Vlasis, some good people over there, they service us great. But they've got to open themselves to a brand new model now.
Yes.
Now it's digital, and they've got new competition with companies like Groupon doing
it
digitally.
Like Groupon that goes out and creates, though, too, to magnify their brand.
Oh, yeah.
They go get to bed and corral them on a blog. They create something, and then they go sell it, you know, to a provider at a greatly reduced price.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just mass purchasing.
Mass purchasing.
And it's a lot of times the brands are interested in it because it's trial. We've learned the number one reason a customer will stay with us if we've got a new product, like, for example, pizza, is let them try it. Give it to them at a discounted rate. Give it to them free. If you let people try a great product, they'll be back for more. And that's what Groupon is based on, that psychology that we can work with a lot of different brands that want to get trial of their product.
Now, you've worked with Hungry Howie, you know, to have them stick out and grow, like help them grow.
Yep.
But they've been helped grow by embracing the brand concept you bring forward and then also distinguish yourself, like with the pink pizza box.
I'm telling you that we stumbled on that. We didn't advise them into it. They were that when we got there. We walked into a conference room. And we say better brands for a better human condition. We see a pink pizza box on the wall. And we ask the marketing director, Jeff Rinke, what's that? That's interesting. And he said, well, it's just an idea I've been playing with. And we said, I don't think that's just an idea. That's pretty cool. And down the road, we have a campaign now where the boxes turn pink in October. And it is a phenomenon. We've seen over $500,000 raised for breast cancer. The organization... although all of it was altruistic, let's just do this because it's right. The organization has seen many, many changes because of this decision. And I can't say that all of them are lined up with this one decision, but this is the kind of decisions they were making. And they've seen double-digit increases for 3 years in a row during a recession. There's no one that can report those numbers in all of pizza, in all of the retail business that we were competing in.
But see, go ahead and tell us this concept again, because Hungry Howie, you're telling me, is they have gone to embrace that, or they were involved in embracing the concept before it became fully a thought.
Oh, yeah. It was people, when you've got people who want to do something good, you know, like they wanted to do something good. This seemed like a good thing. I have two sides of me. I don't want to say it's a devil angel in me, but it's an angel on each shoulder. And one is saying, this is great because it's good. It's going to help people. Breast cancer is a terrible, terrible thing. And we need to keep people aware of what's going on. We need to make it available to those who can't afford it, which is what the National Breast Cancer Foundation is doing with those dollars. But then on the other hand, boy, if you do good, I know about social media, and I know people are going to tell people about it. And sure enough, when we launched a Facebook fan club for the Pink Pizza Box campaign, we called it Love, Hope, and Pizza. It went crazy. We got 100,000 Facebook fans, and people were posting things like, well, I've never eaten at Hungry Howie's before, but you know what? My mother had breast cancer, and I'm going to try them for the first time. This is a really good thing. So we're seeing that good can also be great. Good can create opportunity. And I can even give you a quote from Gallup. This is the CEO of Gallup, the Gallup organization. He said, purpose makes employees feel like their job is important. That's why they do what matters. And it's the one in a handful of critical factors that we at Gallup have proven correlates to highly engaged and productive employees. Roy Spence said in a book, it's not just what you sell, it's what you stand for. It's the reason, purpose is the reason for being that goes beyond making money. And it almost always results in making more money than you ever thought possible. When your organization has purpose, when it has a cause, when it stands for something good, your employees get engaged, they get passionate about it, and they do a better job. They create a better product. And your customers look at you and say, what a great organization. I want to buy that.
Wow. Well, that's the team concept taken viral, right?
Absolutely.
You know, because basically we started that before 1997 when you had a football organization or the Marines, right? Or yep, these dedicated organizations that give purpose.
Sure.
Okay. Then they take the purpose to the fans. Okay. Then you do something good with that purpose, mm-hmm, and then that goes viral.
Well, think you about know the best ad campaigns of all time. And I have my favorites. I'm sure you have yours. Nike, one of my favorite, Just Do It. Why is that great? Well, did they say it's the best nylon fabric in the industry? Did
no
they say you'll get better G-forces and increase the strength of your ligaments by wearing these shoes? They said, just do it. Get healthy. Make it the change. Become a better person. Better brands for a better human condition. Let's change the human condition. Get people excited about getting exercising, and they changed culture. I can legitimately say Nike had something to do with the health revolution we had in this country.
Yeah, and also they were saying at the same time, the health revolution, but did anything in your life when you know, caught that you're contemplating and you're just waiting for that little push to go forward, they just said, go ahead, just do it.
Yeah.
And so that became viral across, you know, all disciplines.
Absolutely. And they were the first to really do that. Most brands up to that date had always talked about themselves. It was the first brand who turned around and looked at the customer and said, I'm talking to you. I want to make a difference in your life just for the sake that I can help you. And when people felt that from Nike, they said, that's a brand I like. Let's buy those shoes. And it worked.
Wow. It did work. And it does work.
Absolutely.
And we still say it.
Yeah, it didn't go
so
away.
So I say it carries over.
Absolutely.
You create product, mm-hmm, and one of those is, you know, Minds of Medicine.
Yes. That's an interesting story. It started that I've always had an interest in the media. And, you know, I think it started back, I remember being in the family room watching some stupid show. And I think it was my mom walked in the room and said, this is bad. Turn that off. It's not good for you. And I think that's when it first hit me. Why does it have to be so bad? Why is it that we can't watch good things on TV? And I started realizing maybe there's someday I could have an influence on that.
Well, that was even the fact is you probably saw a lot of bad commercials, and you said, why can't we have a good commercial on TV too? Because Minds and Manners became an infomercial, a story, complete
yeah
story,
yeah,
and you won an Emmy with that.
Yeah, it's done quite well. We're very thankful to be a part of it. It's been a great – our client is Henry Ford Health System. And this is the organization that modeled itself after the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins and brought the best in here and then said, well, why can't Detroit have the best and why can't we offer it to everybody? And it was at a time in history when basically you said, you know, how can the wealthy people only have cars? Why can't the – average everyday person
have a car?
Henry
right
Ford said the same thing. Why can't we do that with medicine? And we can give that to everybody. And so that was the beginning of the story. And we said, well, maybe we can extend this story. Let's evolve it to some new level and tell the story in Detroit and talk about the new innovations and
yes
breakthroughs happening. And Minds of Medicine is one way we can tell that story.
Yeah, and Henry Ford was the same one, working with Sears and Roebuck, said, you know, why can't everybody have a house?
Absolutely.
And they're still there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the automotive industry that first asked the question, why can't everybody have insurance? You know, coverage, the very concept of having benefits, the term, you know, is coined in, out of the city. We focus on a concept we call internally better brands for a better human condition.
I like that.
And the idea is that every brand betters the human condition, whether it's a pizza company like a client, Hungry Howie's Pizza, you know, brings the family together. So does healthcare. It heals people. Brands are looking to improve the human condition beyond the product they sell. Look at Starbucks. You know, they introduced the idea that coffee doesn't have to be a 25-cent item at the gas station.
Right.
You know, it's an experience.
No, they made it a $5 item.
Oh, yeah.
And we all ran to it to pay the $5.
We're suckers, but we love it. We want the whole thing. We don't want just the coffee anymore. We want a lifestyle.
The experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Panera.
Oh, yeah.
We want a sandwich, but we want an experience with our sandwich.
And you know what? It's not just vanity. We truly are bettering the human condition. Who wants to drink coffee in a gas station? But if you have coffee in a place where you can meet with friends, you can bring the community
together.
You can
hang out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can make a difference with your product. And so we started discovering this, that we were doing this type of thing for our clients. We were constantly saying, how does this client do something more than the product they offer? And how can we do that even better? You know, and as we got down this path, we started realizing this is what we do. This is why we're an advertising agency. We can better the human condition. Because when we do, when our clients truly better the human condition, their product grows, their company grows, and the customers fall in love with them. It's an amazing feature.
You're giving the brand a personality.
Sure.
Yes, personality. And when we talk about brands, we each of us are our own brand. You're a brand. Yourself, individual, aside from your company.
Sure, yeah.
I'm a brand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what some people think it's just a logo. It's actually the whole experience that a company offers. But in personal relationships, we refer to the same thing as reputation. That's what brand is.
Yes.
And I think Solomon, wisest man who ever lived, said, a reputation is better than anything. It's better than great riches. Because would you rather have the golden egg or would you rather have the goose that laid it?
Yeah.
It's reputation that creates wealth. It creates prosperity. It creates opportunity. When people trust you to deliver a great product, they'll buy more from you, and you'll be able to make more great products.
And they anticipate that, and you deliver. That's why they come to you.
Absolutely. And
doing the great product. And it's like a person of his word, which is part of your reputation.
Lying's a tactic in some cultures. So therefore, you're doing a business. You think you're safe in delivering blueprints or concepts to someone you're doing business with. Well, you don't know the person on the other side is saying, well, lying isn't wrong in my culture. I can tell you that I'm not going to steal these ideas, but I can go ahead and steal. I can lie because that's part of my tactical advantage over you in business.
Yes.
And the first time that happens is the time you have doubt and you aren't able to move forward in that relationship in business. And the other business, the one that lied, the one that stole, is the one that lost. They're the one that lost the opportunity, not the one who is trying to maintain those principles.
It's hard some days, though, to keep that clear in your mind.
Oh, it is. It is. For a moment, they're ahead. For a moment, they got your idea.
They got your idea.
Yeah. For a moment, they've gotten a step ahead of you. But in the end, they're not getting a second deal, and no one's rushing to do business with that organization.
That's right. You know, over time, you know, your reputation is everything. What better, you know, can you have than a recommendation from someone who's had you do a service or provide a good?
Yeah.
What better?
Well, today we refer to the concept as viral, going viral digitally, and social media will explode your idea or increase your reputation. In reality, it's nothing new. It's word of mouth. It's a digital version of word of mouth. When you do something well or you do something remark worthy, people will remark about it. They'll talk about it, and then they'll talk about it, and someone will talk about it from there. The digital space gives us the ability to make that exponential.
Yeah,
very
just
quick.
Explode very quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
Quickly. Or you can destroy very quickly.
Oh, you can do amazing damage. It's a whole new era of transparency. Your organization is going to be exposed for what it does well and exposed for what it does poorly. But for every one thing you do poorly, you better do 20 things well. And that might not be enough to make up for it because it is a time when negative does travel quickly.
It's hard to find a good news channel.
Sure.
But you can find a lot of bad news channels.
Well, it's interesting because story, and we do a lot of storytelling in the media, whether it's advertising a 30-second spot or a half-hour show, story has a certain structure to it. And it starts with conflict. It always has to have a conflict in the story, or the story loses interest. I don't want to keep hearing about how everything works out great for you because it doesn't happen that way in my life, so therefore I don't believe you.
I shut you off.
You're done. If you have a little bit of conflict, you have a little interest, maybe even a little humor or entertainment.
And you got a hook.
Okay, you got me following you. The problem with our media culture is we've taken that to the extreme where conflict, it draws the numbers, and we're doing purely an analysis on numbers. And you're saying it's working, it's working, it's working. Well, it does for a while until all you're doing is reporting death and pillage in your town, and the media has lost its interest because now I have no interest in hearing the same old nasty news. And more we need to realize that it's going to take something of value. We need to be an organizational media industry that says, how do we bring value to the customer listening? How do we bring them something that they're going to walk away and say, I'm a better person because I heard that. Not just, you got my attention, so I was counted as another set of eyeballs.
Yes.
And advertising has been known as the ad man, the bad man, the liar, the one who's always trying to sell you a bunch of snake oil. And we
it's
got
right
in, the
in
business,
there with lawyers today.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it doesn't have to be. And so we said, what can we do about our industry to maybe bring a little credibility to it? Are we saying we're saints? No, we're just people. We're doing our best. But we can step out and say, let's try to just see what happens if we look for the truth in our client that makes them great and then tell the truth. And if they're not giving us enough information that makes it great, let's work with them. Let's find out what we can say that people will get excited about, that we can back up. Because the worst case scenario is we do a great job with your ad campaign. We get 1,000 people to show up to buy your product, and then they found out it was a lie. They found out the product wasn't good. It wasn't what we said it would be. Now that's going to be another viral opportunity, and it's going to be the kind of viral you don't want. And that's the kind of thing we try to avoid, is anything that is not completely honest. It's just not going to work for you. In the short run, you'll get the numbers. You might even be able to say, we spent X and we got Y back on that particular campaign. But we got to look at the long-term result of all that.
So you're saying, Dan, that truth works in business today?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's the only way to work in the long run. You can create short-term wins, but we don't look at it short-term. We hope to stay with our clients forever. We really do. You said it, talked about our clients. We love our clients. I mean, they're some of my best friends. And, you know, one thing I've learned is that you have bad days with every relationship you have, whether it's your family relationships, your friends. But if you make a commitment, you say, this is what I'm committed to, you'll continually renew those relationships and they'll continually get better. And so we always want to make sure our clients aren't disappointed by our behavior. You want to make sure that they still love us after years and years of working together.
In service, to do true service, there has to be humility in service.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't say, I know better.
That's right. You know? It's hard. We've got this awkward position to be an advertising executive because we are the advisor. And we are many times talking our clients into who they should be when they grow up. And so you get this sense of power every once in a while that you can get carried away with. And the glitz of the whole business. I mean, there's all these awards, and you're at the Emmys, and you're standing in front of people and saying thank you.
Well, you got 17 of those or more.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's and they tend to get to your head. And you got to be really careful about that. You have to realize, wait a minute, every one of those were paid for by a client. And so, you know, when you start getting cocky, you realize that your power is not your own. And when you realize that you have to stay humble because you are truly a paid servant, I think that's when your power is more valuable. And maybe that's when a client wants to listen to you. Maybe they'll be more likely to take my advice when it doesn't come from a place of arrogance. And sometimes I might feel that arrogance that an ad guy gets sometimes, like, I know better than you. And I have to keep myself in check and realize I'm the servant. And when I keep those things in mind, it helps us keep accounts, quite honestly, because I see that we've gotten on the edge of losing accounts. I think one time I remember I stepped that bounds and I said, do you know who I am? And I lost about $2 million that day.
And when you're respecting them, you're looking at them and deeper, just not surface. You know, we respect them. As you said, you get close to them, mm-hmm. and they're close to you. And then the temptation is to be arrogant, and then also for your own selfish good, twist people into the direction you want them to go.
Sure.
You know, to do that.
Sure.
It you have to back off from that.
Well, if you're in advertising, it's because you were given a certain gift to persuade. And so you can use that for good or you can use that for evil. So you always have to be very careful of how you use it. And as a kid, I think I was a little bit of a truth stretcher. And so now...
Well, you're a salesman.
I'm a salesman at heart. And I didn't like that word when I got in the business. I thought I was just an artist. Mm. You know, I want to make art. I want to make beautiful things. And eventually I realized, no, I'm a salesman.
Yes,
that's what
and
I
it
do.
Had a bad connotation for
that's,
a lot of it.
That's
I'm
right.
a salesman.
That's right. So if you're an artist and you have a tendency to stretch the truth a little bit, you might be an ad guy. So that was one of those things. And I realized I can't use that in a bad way. There are times when you know you can stretch it a little bit and you get away with it. But then I've seen where in the end that comes back and it doesn't work for you. And you'll get caught in it and you'll be told about it over and over again. You can't sell and lie about it and do a good job. You have to believe what you're saying to have true passion.
And you have to be able to deliver.
Absolutely.
A salesman has to deliver.
Yeah. And if you don't really believe in it, your passion's not there. And so when I get with a client or learn about some new business, I try to find my passion. I try to say, what about this is amazing? Because I'm sure there is, or you wouldn't be in business. You don't last for 20, 50, 100 years, in the case of some of my clients, if you haven't done something well. And so why do I believe? And when I start believing, now I'm excited because I can make an advertisement about it. I can make a TV commercial,
yes.
A Super Bowl spot that will blow people's
minds. Well, when you get
minds.
Excited, you can make other people excited.
That's right.
You
know, that's right.
It's like when we set a fire.
Yeah.
When we set a fire, it's a blaze that stands into success. So when we get excited, we set a fire, and that fire grows.
Absolutely.
You know, with that, too. Well, what are you working on right now that's grabbing you?
You got
about 2 minutes to tell us.
Oh, gosh. I am working on many, many client projects that some of them I wish I could talk about because they're all confidential. We have a major presentation over at Henry Ford Health System. We've got big plans for the next few years. They're going into a time period where healthcare reform is changing all of healthcare, and we need to think about how we're going to answer that.
Oh,
and we're
yes.
very excited about that.
I think the whole country is hinged on thinking about that. Is how are we going to answer that? This whole reform, because it's just the ball that's been thrown up in the air.
Absolutely, and we're working with all kinds of organizations within the healthcare industry right now. We're working with retail. Where our big thing is, let's build channels and networks to customers, like we did with Minds of Medicine, the TV show, or like we're doing with Partners Hub or Axiom TV. Let's find ways to build customer networks and content people want so that you aren't necessarily having to rent the network anymore, but you can own the network. So you can build that relationship and bridge to a customer network that the agency has relationship with, in a way where in the past agencies used to have special relationships with ABC, NBC, CBS.
Yes.
Well, they've lost those now. Anybody can get direct access. We're creating new networks and new models where this agency will have a lead.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And plus, now we're running to an age where anybody can make a movie.
That's right.
I mean, the prices come down the concepts it's just amazing. It's distribution, but you're telling us that distribution now, too, through blogging and through digital, it's hard to keep anything captive. Well, we only have 1 minute.
Okay.
Dan Cobb, thank you, for being with us. And thank you for all the wonderful creative things that you're doing at DBA Worldwide. We look forward to hearing from you again. That would be awesome to have you on, and I'm thrilled. And also, I'm thrilled to know of your conviction, in business. And I know that there are many businesses out there, like you're telling us about Hungry Howard, that are want to do for others. You know, they see the growth is in their businesses being a brand that does for others. Helping others helps them to be better. And you share, the creativity is being shared out there. Want to thank you for that.